The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I am a rude person. I'm constantly late for things I'm invited to, except work. I'm good for work. But it depends. Yeah, exactly. And I figured out why. It's Friday. I'm excited to talk about it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez. Happy New Year.
DJ Automatic. About done with the Happy New Year, okay?
Almost. I go by Anthony 8.
Okay, so when I'm getting ready, I listen to the radio. I put the app on. I don't listen the old-fashioned way. I listen on the app. And I dance to the music. And I get lost in it. And I forget what I'm doing. I forget I'm putting on makeup. I forget I'm in a hurry. I literally just forget everything. And I caught myself today. My whole life I've been doing this.
You get lost in the sauce.
I do. Automatic. Remember this morning I said it out loud. I said, I got to blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I'll get ready fast. I said, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself because I just want to just have fun. And I don't think it's just me.
So for me, it's kind of a win-win situation when you do this, though.
Why automatic?
Because I get to sleep later. And I don't have the pressure of you yelling at me to get ready because you're just over here dancing away and doing your eye makeup.
Yeah, it's not a good habit, though. You know, Anthony kind of made that noise. It's rude not to be on time. So I told myself, should you just stop listening to music? And I thought, nah, I'm just going
to
be late.
Hold on. Wow. At this point, you have to understand that this woman is never on time.
Ever.
I just like, if she says we have to be there at a certain time, you know what I think? Well, we're going to be at least half an hour late.
I actually psychologically trick myself. I'll put in my calendar that I have to be somewhere 30 minutes early, which is a total lie, and I forget. And so I make it on time.
All right, well, let's just carry that going forward for the rest of the year. How about that?
Myself. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, we'll start with a very serious one, y'all. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Oh,
78 years ago today, Russian and Allied forces liberated the final concentration camp in Poland.
So. All right, we love you, our Jewish brothers and sisters. One of our very good friends is a representative in Congress.
Oh,
and she,
nice.
She's a very huge advocate for her Jewish people.
All right, we also have National Big Wig Day. All right, this is encouraging you to put on a wig, have some fun, and raise awareness for the American Cancer Society.
I love it.
Let's do that today. It is also National Chocolate Cake Day, which is an American invention, might I say.
I didn't know that.
Yes, maybe our greatest invention.
when was the chocolate
car,
cake?
And then right there's the cake.
Not the airplane, not Wi-Fi. No. Chocolate cake second. When was it invented?
So it goes back to 1765.
What?
But the first published recipe for chocolate cake was in Philadelphia in 1847. And let's wrap it up on the last Friday of January. Is known as Fun at Work Day. Let's get it.
La, la, la. We always have fun at work, especially when I'm on time. Nobody wants to wait around. If you're somebody like me who's always late, put it in your calendar, set your alarm early, and you'll forget and you'll arrive on time.
Hey. All right. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a WTF story about a polarizing bear mascot. So A&W Root Beer, their bear mascot is Great Root Bear. And they want to troll conservative pundits by putting pants on the bear.
What the fuck?
So if you notice, most cartoon bears, like Yogi or Winnie the Pooh, they don't wear pants.
All right.
And neither did this guy right here. The Great Root Bear never wore pants until now. And they're hoping that the conservative pundits will say, this is woke. We need pantless bears. Because I guess there was this big outrage that the M&M candies.
Oh, because they had like an obese candy. It was weird.
The candies are gone.
I like my root beer mascots and my root beer companies kind of like I like my rap, all right?
And what's that, Anthony?
No political statements.
There is no political statement.
I'm trying to troll conservatives. Hey, bro, just give me some ice cream in my root beer float, dog. Shut up, Susan Bear. I don't care about what you're doing here. I don't give a damn.
Plus, Smokey the Bear has been wearing pants the entire time.
Yeah, but he has no shirt on.
Well, he's got to show off that sexy chest. From cartoon bears to iconic cartoons. So Disney World fans are trying to make a buck right now. They're selling the water of the legendary Splash Mountain ride that closed just recently.
Ew.
Oh, okay.
People are actually buying it on eBay in bags and jars, and they say it was from the last run of the Splash Mountain.
I get it. That's pretty cool. Like, people go to concerts and buy air for whatever reasons, like on eBay and stuff like that. So
I'm going to just start filling up little baggies of water from the sink and being like, this is from Splash Mountain.
I do remember Kanye was at doing an interview somewhere, and he took his gum out, and one of the DJs sold his chewing doing is
all that
to
stuff
go.
Always happens, bro. I would buy somebody's water for sure. I would buy bathtub water for somebody.
But that water has feces in it. It's been proven that water parks have feces. And
you don't get in the water at Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
Have you seen accidents that happen at Disneyland? These are children.
If there was some feces that I would want, it'd be Disneyland feces. So there's that.
The feces of Mickey Mouse.
From Splash Mountain. From Splash Mountain to a magical birth. All right. Shout out to all my C-section babies around the world. What up? A Brazilian mother gave birth to a 2-foot-tall baby.
Ouch. What?
Whoa. This baby weighed 16 pounds.
Did it come out throwing sea signs?
Yeah, dog.
It came out crip walking.
One of the funniest comments I've seen was somebody said she gave birth to Wreck-It Ralph. Oh, that's funny, dog.
2-foot-tall baby. All right, pobrecita. Thank God for C-sections.
Yeah,
right,
man.
That's the WTF story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Grammys is one of those elite award shows. Everybody wants a Grammy, no matter who they are. You see them on a red carpet, but there's one performer that I knew would excite DJ Automatic, and I know it's going to excite you too. Let's talk about it. Daily Dirt, Best Gossip, brought to you by Ulta. This and more. Celebrity birthdays first, and?
We have TikTok star Maddie Monroe celebrating her birthday, esports star FaZe Sway, and comedian great Patton Oswalt celebrating his birthday as well too.
Okay, you talked about TikTok in the beginning. I want to mention that Randy Gonzalez, half of the TikTok duo Inky Boys, along with his son Bryce. Randy announced in November that he had colon cancer, and unfortunately, he has succumbed to that cancer. What really disturbed me is that he had insurance, went to the hospital, and they wouldn't take it.
Oh.
It's not enough. And, I don't even want to get on a soapbox about insurance and why we need a public option and all this. But a 35-year-old man lost his life because he didn't have enough money for the proper treatment. And that, in this country, in the U.S., is a disgrace. And it happens every single day. He was only 35. I wish his family peace during this difficult time. All right, I'm going to switch gears. This is a hard pivot. 2 Chainz lost his father in 2012. He still owns his dad's home, though. He's doing some work there. I think something, a pipe busted or something. He had some workers in the basement. And they call him up, and they're like, yo, your dad has a stash of cash down here. Here it is.
Damn,
I can't believe they gave the money to him. Come on, that's commendable.
When I saw the picture of it, so that all the bills were rolled up, and it looks like they were inserted into the wall. So it was literally hidden money. But when they had to open up the walls because of the water leak, there it all was.
That's the best rolled up dollar story I've ever heard.
Usually throwing away money when the dollars are rolled up.
All right, and then we're getting ready for the Grammys. Well, we will be live on the red carpet. Be sure and follow all of us. You can see behind the scenes at DJ Automatic, at Anthony Comedy, at Dana Cortez, Lizzo, Sam Smith, Bad Bunny performing. But the most exciting thing for me is when I saw Jay-Z is going to be there, because I know that first time we interviewed Jay-Z, Automatic was disappointing at best.
I got a little starstruck. I don't usually get starstruck, but that guy got me, yeah.
Well, you get a second chance here. Hopefully we get to meet him.
Hopefully. Beyonce's not going to be with him. That's the sad news. And even worse news, he's performing with DJ Khaled.
No, it's not bad news.
Shout out DJ Khaled.
I'm just kidding. I love Khaled.
For real. All right. We'll be back with more of the show. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
America's number one cookie is the Oreo. Happens to be my favorite. And she is making food news today. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. Probably one of the last chances I have to say, Happy New Year! It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so according to the Alliance Partners' latest report, top Valentine's Day destinations are... Well, wait, before I give you those, why are they even doing this? Because travel here in the U.S. is up 45%.
45?
Hell yeah. 45. Why do you say that, Ant?
I'll just be traveling, like a lot of my friends.
You're right.
Like, everybody's outside, bro.
Us too, Automatic. We've been on a plane, I don't know how many times this past
I feel like this is the first
month.
Year since the pandemic that people are really kind of like, taking advantage of the time off and really getting outside.
Do you think that because people were just cooped up for that whole year and a
I
half
do,
or so, that
they're
like, you know
more.
What? I want to go see this. I want to go see this, and I might not have a chance to see it, so I'm going to do it now.
They're traveling even more than before COVID. Yes, I think so. So the number one destination is Orlando, then Fort Lauderdale, then Miami, Honolulu, Maui, and Phoenix. So
okay, now
go.
Everyone's going to Florida. That's a little bit of a plot twist there.
Florida.
That's crazy.
All right, now in food news, Oreo's releasing the most Oreo cookie ever. That's what it's called. It's 2 of their classic chocolate wafers packed with the most stuffed layers of all time, the little cream. Ooh. And inside the cream is ground up Oreo.
Mmm.
This sounds so fat. I can't wait to get it. Why?
Because I like to separate my Oreo and my cream. Like, it's almost two different treats.
Why don't we try it? And then we can decide and come back and tell the people. You can pre-order at Oreo.com, but actually, they're available this Monday, the 30th. So just pull up to your local grocery store and get some.
Man,
Anthony,
the thickest center ever. That's big, dog.
I know, because think of the mega stuff.
I'm a big proponent of the double stuff. I think the mega stuff, you do a little too much there,
The
America.
Mega stuff is too much.
It's a little too much right
here. Well, this is thicker than mega.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing wrong with thick. You know what I'm saying? All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, y'all. Let's start with a serious one. 78 years ago, Russian and Allied forces liberated the final concentration camp in Poland. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
All right. Definitely something that you should be looking up if you don't know what we're talking about. Tell your kids, Google that today.
Yes. It's also World Breast Pumping Day. That's the actual pump, not the feeding part, I guess, right?
Well, at work, like now at workplaces, you have to give women time to go pump so they can take their little milky home to the baby.
What? Oh, I wish we got time to go pump.
What?
if you get to make a baby.
That sounded.
That did not sound right, Anthony.
I meant like pump up the jams, like a song.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
All right, anyway.
Anthony's
red. If you're doing that at work, you're going to get fired.
Yeah, don't do that, dude. It's also a fun at work day. So.
Yeah.
Just don't get caught. Actually, you know what? Don't do that.
Gosh.
All right, and let's wrap it up on one of the greatest American inventions of all time. It is National Chocolate Cake Day.
I had no idea that the chocolate cake was invented in America. I knew chocolate comes from this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, favorite kind of chocolate cake? DJ Automatic?
Just good old chocolate cake. I don't know. I mean,
you know what?
The seven layer ones that have like every kind of different chocolate.
You like those? $88.
Yes.
I don't do those ones. I just like the basic, like kind of like brownie style chocolate cake.
Them old fashioned Duncan Hines, or you know what? I love the Texas. It's a sheet cake. Come on, baby, with some pecans in that. Yeah, baby, let's get into that one.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman in Brazil gave birth to a record-setting baby.
What?
How big was this baby? And what are some tips for fathers who are expecting as well, too, when it comes to that labor room? I was hoping to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Hosted by myself, Anthony, and my scum pod racer, DJ Automatic, who is Dana's husband, and you guys also share a child together.
We do.
DJ Automatic. Now, when it was time to hit the labor room, brother, what was it like? Was it like a championship game feeling or...
I thought it was going to be really exciting. Like, it was going to be like the movies where I'm just like, it's go time.
Yeah, you're running around. There's a baby on the way.
Gosh, we know I'm going to have the baby in the car. Let's go. But in all reality, Dana was like, I'm going to clean the house. And then when I'm ready to go, we'll go. So it was not that exciting. But when we got to the hospital, I will say this. I was extremely nervous. I was asking a lot of questions. And the one thing I do remember asking was when her head popped out, I said, what is that? And they were like, that's your daughter's head.
No.
And I was like, oh, gross.
God.
I will say this, Anthony. Women are much stronger than we are.
Oh, wow.
To push something like that out of your body is crazy.
That is insane. And also, I heard that there's also a lot of more flatulence that happens in the delivery room.
We're not going to talk about that part because I want to live beyond this, okay? That's tip number one, man.
Your wife don't want to hear that.
What happens in the delivery room stays in the delivery room because your wife doesn't want you spreading it all over.
There you go. Back to the baby in Brazil. We'll talk about that baby, all right? The baby in Brazil was born 2 feet, 16 pounds, and was a C-section baby, all right? So how's it
Does it play for the Cowboys?
What happens to that boy?
Nick Saban's on the way to the baby crib right now, dog.
Trying to take it. Roll Tide, huh?
Yeah, it's starting tight end for the New England Patriots. That's right. Tom Brady was the one who recruited.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.